Officials say the national policy on biofuels will aim at meeting about 10% of India's needs for transport fuels with biodiesel by 2017. This will involve bringing 10 million hectares of land under crops to produce biofuel. India is turning the focus on biofuel at a time when record high oil prices have encouraged countries from United States to Southeast Asia to use crops such as corn and palm to produce fuel. But controversy surrounds the increased demand for biofuel. Some experts say the diversion of crops for fuel is one of the factors that has triggered food shortages and driven global food prices sky high. United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization Director General Jacques Diouf is visiting India. He says the use of land for biofuel needs to be reassessed.
So we have to look at the economics of it. We have to look at the implications, social and other food security implications, with a view to adopt solutions that are holistic, that don't look just at one aspect, how much money I can make in doing this.
Indian critics say the country should use its limited land resources to grow crops for its billion-plus people and to ensure food security. India says it plans to adopt safeguards. Only wastelands will be used to cultivate non-edible crops for production of fuel. But farm analyst Devinder Sharma says the land being brought under crops for biodiesel could be used to grow other crops.
So even if you're growing it in the wastelands, you need irrigation. Now, irrigation, if it was there in the wasteland, there would have been no wastelands. So, which means these crops are ultimately going to be cultivated in the irrigated areas.
India is no longer self-sufficient in food and has been importing wheat, edible oils and lentils in recent years. However, Indian officials point to the country's need for alternate sources of fuel. India imports 70% of its oil needs and has been competing with China to secure oil and gas assets in places like Kazakhstan and Africa. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.